Good Tuesday afternoon, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's the first look at your sports. It's brought to you by Total Automotive. For complete car care, call Total Automotive at 695-2886. That's 695-AUTO. Well, it became official today in Starkville, Mississippi. Longtime Texas A&M associate head women's basketball coach Vic Schaefer and his wife Holly and two children were alongside as he was introduced as the new head women's basketball coach at Mississippi State. That ends a 15-year coaching tandem with Gary Blair and Schaefer. Schaefer was hired by Blair at Arkansas, and together they've taken two teams to the Final Four, the 1998 Razorbacks and last year, of course, the national champion Aggies. Today, Schaefer was asked if it took a lot for Mississippi State to lure him from his alma mater.
Well, it took the right job. I mean, it took a special place and special people. I'm at a time in my career where I need to make sure that whatever I do, it's right for my family and right for my career. Did it take a lot? Yeah, it took a lot. Mississippi State offers a lot. They provide a lot of opportunity and success in my mind, in my opinion, again, in the Southeastern Conference, going against the best coaches in the country. I'm excited about that opportunity. It's a great challenge, and it's one that I feel like I'm up to.
Mississippi State Athletic Director Scott Strickland said that he had an opening and Schaefer's name kept coming up.
As soon as Sharon announced her retirement, you start getting flooded with names and recommendations and suggestions. And oftentimes you may hear from one name repeatedly, but you hear it kind of from the same group of people. I kept hearing Vic's name from all over the place. And I didn't know what to make of it, but I wrote it down. And as I started doing my homework and research and started asking people about the different names we were looking at, when it got to Vic, it was a no-brainer. That's what everybody kept saying. That would be a no-brainer. The question is, can you prime away from Gary Blair and Texas A&M? And I had some people doubting our ability to do that. I told them I was a better recruiter than they gave us credit for. But the school sold itself and the opportunity sold itself. And
Schaefer was previously the head coach at Sam Houston State. He's a 1984 graduate of A&M. Schaefer takes over for Sharon Fanning Otis, who retired after 17 years. Now, A&M's run in the NCAA tournament and defense of their national title will start Saturday at 5:30 at Reed Arena. A&M was announced last night as the third seed in the Raleigh Regional. A&M will welcome Albany, Arkansas, and Dayton to town for the sub-regional, meaning that Blair and Schaefer potentially could face the program that they took to that Final Four in 98. Blair was the Razorbacks head coach from 1993 to 2003 before coming to A&M. The Aggies will meet 23-9 Albany Saturday after 23-8 Arkansas meets 23-6 Dayton at 3 o'clock. The two winners will meet Monday night at 8:30 at Reed Arena for a spot in the Sweet 16 and the Raleigh Regional. Coach Gary Blair talked about the regional and the pairing.
There probably has never been a 3 seed that's lost 10 games before. But what we did was scheduling, the intent to schedule, and even a couple of the teams that didn't get in, Temple and USC, when you play 21 ball games, what we've done in the Big 12, damn, you're battle tested. You should be rewarded by a 3 seed. We knew at the worst we'd be a 4. The numbers said we'd be a 3. Sometimes the politics do not have it. But I'd like to thank the committee for saying we defended the national championship by playing the type of schedule that you have to play.
Unlike last year, A&M and Baylor were not put in the same regional, and they would only meet the Bears a fourth time this year in a national title game. Baylor is the top seed in the Des Moines Regional and is paired with UC Santa Barbara, Ohio State, and Florida, playing at Bowling Green, Kentucky this weekend. The Aggies are in the same region with top seed Notre Dame, the team that they beat for the national title last April. Also, number 2 seed Maryland in that regional, and number 4 seed is Georgia. Also from the Big 12, Kansas is in the Des Moines Regional, Texas and Oklahoma in the Fresno Regional, and Kansas State and Iowa State are in the Kingston, Rhode Island Regional. We'll get back to basketball, the NCAA tournament, which starts tonight in a moment, but let's talk baseball first. The Aggie baseball team dropped from 5th to 8th in the coaches' vote after they lost 2 out of 3 to Cal Fullerton at home last weekend. They have a chance to right the ship tonight and tomorrow when they play their final non-conference games before they start Big 12 play. The Aggies will host UT Pan American tonight at 6:35 and tomorrow at 3:05 at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. The teams have a long-time non-conference history, having met 74 times before. The Broncos come to town with an 8-0 record. Gray Bratson, the Brian High product, talked about the errors lately and something they've got to clean up.
I don't know if it's the weather or what's going on, but, you know, we've had a couple of errors, and, you know, that's not how we play. And, you know, I think practice tomorrow, we're gonna you know, work on that a lot, but I think we're a lot greater team than what we played these last 2 days, and, you know, our stats say that, and, you know, we expect that, so... I think we'll come back and, you know, work on that. So
this weekend, the Aggies start Big 12 play with Kansas State at Bluebell Park. We'll have the UT Pan American games right here on 1620. Now back to basketball. Mississippi Valley State and Western Kentucky tip off the NCAA men's basketball tournament tonight in game one of the play-in doubleheader at Dayton, Ohio. The 21-12 Delta Devils are 0-4 all-time in NCAA tournament play, while the 15-18 Hilltoppers are the first sub-500 team in the tournament since Coppin State in 2009, and they are only the fourth team since 1997 to reach the NCAA tournament after a midseason coaching change. The nation's highest-ranked basketball fan is expected to be in the stands. President Barack Obama and British Prime Minister David Cameron are flying in on Air Force One to watch the game. Now, Game 2 tonight features 25-7 Iona against 25-8 Brigham Young in a matchup of number 14 seeds. There will be two more games Wednesday night at Dayton Arena, with regional play getting underway on Thursday at various sites around the country. Syracuse sophomore center Fab Melo did not travel with the team to Pittsburgh and won't take part in the NCAA tournament due to an eligibility issue. The 7-footer from Brazil missed 3 games during the season because of an academic issue. It's a big blow for the top seed in the East. The Orange play 16th seed Big South champion UNC Asheville Thursday afternoon. Melo was averaging 7.8 points, 5.8 rebounds, and nearly 3 blocks a game. Baylor announced today that Temple businessman Drayton McLean Jr. and his wife Elizabeth have made the largest capital donation in university history for construction of a new on-campus football stadium. If fundraising goes as hopes, the stadium could be completed in time for the first home game in 2014. McLean's a 1958 Baylor grad, had been considered a likely source for the lead donation for the new facility since November, when he sold the Houston Astros, which he had owned since 1992, to a group of Houston investors for $610 million. Now, the facility will be called Baylor Stadium at McLean's request. The price tag for the facility could be as high as $250 million. Plans for the stadium on the 93-acre site along Interstate 35 call for 45,000 seats with the flexibility to expand to 55,000. A bridge would cross the Brazos River, connecting the facility to the main campus. Baylor is the only school in the Big 12 that does not have an on-campus stadium. The Bears have played at Floyd Casey Stadium off South Valley Mills Drive since 1950. And that's your first look at sports. We'll have more coming up the next half hour. I'm Tom Turbyville for Total Automotive. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.